This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Nats, the Caps, the Wiz, VCU basketball, the Flying Squirrels, the most NFL coverage in town, high school football, game of the week, and more. And we appreciate you tuning in here on a Monday, November 17th. And we are always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at AUDACY. AUDACY gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. It's time to go around the National Football League here on NFL Hits with AWOD.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So I think we start by previewing this Monday night football game between the Vegas Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys. Vegas is 2-7, and they're at home hosting the 3-5-1 Cowboys. And, you know, it just seems like Washington season is over. Dallas's season is over. I'm going to be interested to see what kind of fight the Cowboys have in this one, because it does seem like the Eagles have wrapped up the division. All right, well, what about a wild card spot? We got Green Bay's good. You've got Chicago's good. Detroit's good. The Rams are good. Seattle's good. The 49ers are good. I just don't think the Cowboys, even if they go on a win streak, are going to be able to back into the playoffs this year. So I wonder, what kind of fight do they show for first-year coach Brian Schottenheimer when they're not really eliminated, but they have a outside chance looking in? I have picked the Cowboys in our survivor pool, so I need them to get a win here. I am pretty much expecting them to get a win. I do not think this is going to be a great game to watch at all. YouTube TV and Disney worked it out for the Cowboys, for America's team, just for it to be a dud of a contest. We've talked about the Commanders throughout the show today. I thought that was a good game in Madrid, but it really hurts losing that game in overtime when we had a chance to win it. I thought the most exciting game was Bills-Bucks, but that Panthers-Falcons game was also awesome. Went to overtime, and the Panthers win it. And now you look at Carolina, and they're like, Well, they could absolutely get into the playoffs. Tampa, who's, I think, by far the best team in that division. I think Tampa has a chance to be a Super Bowl contender. But they're only having a half-game lead now on the Panthers in their own division because they suffered another defeat. This one came to the Bills. You can't blame them for that. But, you know, at six and four, it's not like the Bucs have that division wrapped up. But you know what the story of the weekend was, in my mind, was Chicago is getting all the lucky bounces this year. And that team, they went through hell last year, right? I mean, we caught the Hail Mary on them. They basically didn't win another game after that. Eberflus ended up getting fired, and a team that had a lot of promise had to go into the offseason to find a new coach. And it looks like they hit it perfectly with Ben Johnson. The offense is looking much better. Caleb Williams is going through his reads and looking more comfortable. They're getting stops defensively. They've got a terrific roster with a lot of talent, and he's getting the best out of them. And the Bears probably, you know, should have blown that game. I mean, it just seems like that's what's happening this season. The Bears have a lead, then they lose it, and then they get it back. And this is like the fourth time in a row, right? They battled back to beat Washington 25-24. They battled back to beat Cincinnati in that thriller in which Colson Loveland broke a tackle and went to the house 47-42. They should not have beaten the Giants, but the Giants fumbled and vomited all over themselves, and then they came back here to beat the Vikings with a game-winning field goal. And that win has Chicago now at first place in the NFC North because Green Bay has stumbled. Detroit has stumbled. Those two teams, I think, are playoff teams, but might have to go on the road because Chicago is at the top of the division. Now, here's the one problem for the Bears. Their schedule gets very difficult starting this weekend. All right, you host Pittsburgh. Then you go to the Link to face off against Philly, and you go to Green Bay to face off against the Packers in Lambeau. They're going to have to find a way to, I think, go 2-1 in those games because otherwise I do think the Lions will end up overtaking them or Green Bay in the division. Speaking of the Detroit Lions, what is going on with them offensively? They're just so up and down this year. You know, Dan Campbell takes over play calling duties and they destroy Washington. But now against Philadelphia, Jared Goff couldn't do anything. This was one of the worst performances in terms of completion percentage I have ever seen from Jared Goff. He was all over the place. He ends up 37% completion percentage with an interception. 14 of 37. They were dropping back over and over again, and he was throwing into tight windows that he could not fit in. He was throwing it a split second too early, and oh my goodness, it seems like the Eagles had 8 or 9 pass deflections. They kept getting hands on his passes, and you know, Goff is 6'5 almost. So it's not like he's Kyler Murray back there, but they were anticipating the hot target throw, right? The hot route throw, and they just made good plays on the defensive line. I think that game told me more about Philly's defense than the Detroit offense. I think the Detroit offense will bounce back, and I still think they have so many weapons offensively. Jameson Williams got going. Amon-Ra didn't have a good game. He'll be fine. You know, Gibbs and Montgomery, and they've got the Giants this weekend. Like, I think Detroit will probably score 40. But it tells you, the Eagles' defense, once again, Vic Fangio is their MVP. Their offense has just been abysmal this year, and yet they have this unbelievable record at the top of the NFC because of how good they are defensively. And then we have to mention here, on NFL Hits, that the Kansas City Chiefs are in a ton of trouble. They lose to Denver 22-19. The Broncos win their 8th straight game, but to me, this was more about Kansas City. This is a Kansas City team here that has just had so many mistakes. Mahomes throws another interception this weekend. All right, it's not like that's usually been what's burnt them, but they are not making the most of the opportunities that they have this season. So this is a second loss in a row, and it's a second loss to a playoff team. I'm not sure that Kansas City could go on the road and win all these playoffs games anymore. They just lost at Buffalo, now at Denver. They're going to have to back into the postseason as a wild card team because now Denver has a 3.5 game lead on them in the division. And oh yeah, the Chargers are good. And you look at Kansas City's schedule here, and they still have to face off against the Chargers and the Broncos once before the end of the season here. So I don't think that they end up winning that division. And they're going to have to win on the road as a wild card team. Can they? Yes. But this is not the Kansas City team we've, you know, come to see in the last few years here where it runs through Arrowhead Stadium. That's not going to be the case. It might run through Foxborough in New England. It might run through Indianapolis with the Colts. But Kansas City's not anywhere near the top of the standings. And right now, they are the 9 seed. They're behind Houston. I could see them passing them. They're behind Jacksonville. I think if you're Kansas City, you're hoping that you get in as the 7 seed. The 7 seed this year. It is crazy how times have changed. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Keep listening to 910 The Fan for VCU basketball tonight. Pregame coverage starts at 6:15 with a 7:05 tip-off here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So I wanted to take this time right now to look at the NFL playoff picture, because there's a game tonight, but I don't expect that to shake up the standings at all, whether it's a Dallas win or a Dallas loss. It seems like it's becoming more and more clear in the NFC. What's blurry seems to be the AFC playoff picture. Michael Phillips is hanging out with us here before we head to Raleigh for VCU at NC State. Do you agree in terms of the AFC being pretty blurry right now, but the NFC seems pretty clear?
I actually think it's only blurry because of the team sitting in the lurking line, the two teams sitting in the lurking line. Kansas City, you're never going to write off the Chiefs. The Chiefs could be four back with four to go, and somebody's going to be on TV. Chiefs look good to win the Super Bowl again this year. Like, that's the respect we give to Patrick Mahomes. And Baltimore, obviously, because Lamar was out. Lamar's back. I believe they're still betting favorites to beat Pittsburgh, take that division, right? Like, by record, we've got our teams that are good. We've just got two teams outside that bubble that I don't think anybody's ready to count out.
Yeah, I am counting out Miami, Cincinnati, Vegas, Jets, Browns, Titans, and the AFC. What's interesting is
Texans.
We didn't mention them, and they are currently ahead of Baltimore and Kansas City.
I'm counting them out.
You are.
The Texans are out. They don't have CJ Stroud. Like, what are we doing here? They're
out. I don't think he's going to be out for a big extended amount of time, but they have found ways to win games without him. But what's interesting, like you said, though, is Baltimore and Kansas City out with one spot available, it seems like, right? Because I could see Kansas City or Baltimore taking Jacksonville's spot. Do you think the Chargers are a lock? I do. The Bills seem to be a lock. The Colts, the Patriots, the Broncos. Maybe the Steelers are the other team that could slip, but it's only Baltimore that could go for that spot. Kansas City couldn't.
Correct. Yeah, the Steelers could slip, but that's to let the Ravens in. There's going to be one team out of the AFC North this year. That's a hard sell that Pittsburgh and Baltimore would somehow both make it. Not impossible, I guess. That would involve the Steelers maybe getting good again or staying good and Baltimore surging at the end, then they would take Jacksonville's slot. I think we're locking the Bills in, right? Even at 7-3,
yes,
they're playing very good football. And that's one of the wild card spots, right? Look at it from a wild card perspective. I agree with you. Two of the wild cards are locked down in Buffalo and the Chargers right now. Jacksonville looks good, and let's not kid ourselves. That is an easy schedule coming in that's going to be helpful to them.
Yeah, and then I just wonder, will New England win that division, or will they slip up and Buffalo catch them?
But New England will still make the playoffs.
They'll still. Yeah. I don't think New England's winning on the road. I don't think Indianapolis is winning on the road. Denver maybe, because their defense will travel. But you look at the division leaders right now; they need to win their division, I feel like.
Can I hit you with the Jacksonville schedule coming in?
Yeah.
Arizona, Tennessee, Indy, New York, Denver, Indy, Tennessee. There's four sure thing wins in there for them, even if they don't pick up their play. If it was any team other than the Kansas City Chiefs, I feel like we'd be giving them that spot right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, and then you got to say, like, all right, well, if Baltimore doesn't win the division, is there a way for them to get in? It seems unlikely because it would come down to Kansas City versus Baltimore.
It's got to involve Pittsburgh being really good, right? It can't be like Pittsburgh has 10 wins, Baltimore has 9, and the Ravens snuck in. Like, 9 is probably not going to be the number for the playoffs this year. I think we both see that. But there's definitely a scenario where Aaron Rodgers catches fire, Mike Tomlin does a Mike Tomlin thing, and the Steelers have 12 and the Ravens have 11. Like, they just both get really good down the stretch. That's probably what it would take. That feels unlikely because, remember, they do still play each other twice.
Yeah, it seems like a year in which in the AFC, 10 wins, I think you're in. In the NFC, 10 wins, I do not think you're in. With the amount of teams that have 6 wins already and favorable schedules. The NFC is pretty clear in terms of, I don't think anybody below Carolina really has a chance anymore.
Yeah, only team getting in the NFC with less than 10 would be the NFC South champ if they do the thing they do every year where somebody wins that division with a 9-8 record.
Right.
I don't think a wild card's coming, though.
So Detroit is the 8th seed right now.
Yeah.
And they offensively have been up and down this season. I would still pick them to win a playoff game over Chicago, over Seattle, over Green Bay.
And they've got the Cowboys game the week after Thanksgiving. Cowboys always play that Thursday after Thanksgiving. They've got Green Bay on Thanksgiving, Cowboys the week after Thanksgiving. Then they're in LA against the Rams. That's a crucial 3-game stretch for Detroit, right? It tested Dan Campbell. He took over the play calling. You know, will that make a difference? It didn't last night. It did 2 weeks ago. Consider the competition both times, obviously. I think Detroit is a team that has taken a small step back, but in a really good division.
Yeah, and we were looking at that matchup coming into it between, you know, Philadelphia and Detroit, and, you know, I thought Detroit needed it more. Because Philadelphia
Philly's
is so
fine.
Dysfunctional, but they will figure it out.
They're fine.
Because they're so damn good defensively, and then offensively, they've got so many weapons, eventually somebody will eat.
Does Philly have the division locked up? It feels like...
Oh, absolutely.
No, like mathematically. They
oh.
they may clinch next week, right?
Yeah.
Is it Aren't we in second?
No, Dallas with their 3-5-1 record is
the one, the half. I forgot. We both have three, but they've got the half, don't they?
I mean, somehow we have three more losses than them, which is weird, but because they play tonight and because we are going into the bye week.
Okay, yeah.
Let me ask you this, all right? Can the 49ers win a playoff game this year, whether it's Brock Purdy or Mac Jones?
I don't bet against Kyle Shanahan anymore. Like, guys, he has done this with... I mean, we talk about injuries every day. Like, hey, it is completely unfair to judge Dan Quinn. The Commanders have a lot of injuries. And I'm not unsympathetic to that. It is also completely unfair this season to judge Kyle Shanahan. He's had an absurd number of injuries. Oh, and by the way, he's 7-4 in that division. Are you kidding me? I don't bet against Kyle Shanahan.
Who is your favorite team in the NFC that just isn't getting that much love right now or respect?
I don't think the Eagles are getting that much love. I really, like, that is an insane roster. And the stories are what? A.J. Brown losing his mind. Like, you know, like the Eagles, it's so dysfunctional. Like, their fans have turned on them. They're wearing paper bags again. Like, that is the Super Bowl favorite right now. You can't convince me the Eagles are not the de facto Super Bowl favorites right now. And by the way, they're coming in with that NFC East schedule. They're going to win all those games. They're going to get the bye. They're going to have to win two in Philly to make the Super Bowl. I don't see how you could paint Philly as anything other than the Super Bowl favorite. You said NFC only, so I will spare you my talk about the Indianapolis Colts, who, by the way, are going to Kansas City this week and still aren't getting the love they deserve in that game. I saw the early line on that game. You've got a great matchup there, Colts Chiefs, obviously. And they were. I saw it was only like 1 or 2 points when I saw it earlier.
I would take the Chiefs on that one.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, one of those teams has been consistently good this year. One of those teams has consistently underperformed this year. And there you go. The line has actually moved. The Chiefs are now 2-point favorites in that game. The Chiefs are favorites at 5-5 against the Indianapolis Colts, who have demonstrated excellence, and that's going to be a huge game for them.
I think the AFC playoff picture will be all about which teams stay at the level they're at defensively and improve offensively. I expect Philly to stay at the top of the NFC. I expect the Rams to stay at the top of the NFC. I don't think Chicago will win that division. That is one of the most confident things that I have right now.
Unpack that a little for me. Is that a Ben Johnson thing? Is that a Caleb Williams thing? Like, because they do seem to be playing at a high level right now.
They have had the ball bounce their way.
They have.
It will not continue. They should have lost this weekend. They should have lost to the Giants. They definitely should have lost to the Bengals when Joe Flacco scored with like 13 seconds left.
Last three wins by a total of 11 points.
Yeah. I don't believe in them at all. Steelers, at Eagles, at Green Bay, I don't see them winning two of the next three. And Green Bay and Detroit are so strong. One of those teams will win the division. Chicago will be a wild card team.
I thought Minnesota had its chance on Sunday to get climb back into that.
Dude, they had that game won.
Yeah, that was the opportunity for them to be like, hey, four-team race still.
Right.
Everybody calm down. J.J. McCarthy, though, and that offense just – it does seem to be sputtering at the moment.
Two weeks in a row, right? Because Minnesota had Baltimore the week before, and then they lost to the Bears. So they were 4-4 and had come off the win against the Lions. It was a four-team race. Now it's a three-team race, and I'm not picking the lead dog that is the Chicago Bears. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM here with you on a Monday, November 17th in the 804. But we will be heading to Raleigh, North Carolina for VCU at NC State. And Will Wade spent six seasons at VCU as an assistant or head coach. The program, which visits NC State tonight, served as a launch pad for his career. A good article on the behind the scenes of how VCU shaped Will Wade can be found on on3.com. With us right now is the author and the beat writer for NC State at the Wolfpacker. It is Noah Fleischman. What's up, Noah?
What up, Adam? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and we are bringing you on to go behind enemy lines as a reporter for the Wolfpacker covering NC State. We'll start with this. Who are the go-to players for NC State this year?
Yeah, the one that headlines the crop is Darian Williams. He wears number one for NC State. Transferred from Texas Tech, was one of their better players down the stretch last year in their run, deep into the NCAA tournament. He is the ACC preseason player of the year, and Adam, his last time out, he went 32-10 and did that in 28 minutes. So he's a guy that can fill the bucket, fill the stat sheet, and he does it, and it looks like he's not really trying. Like, it's so effortless, and it's so good.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys that, as Coach Odom used to say, you have to turn off his faucet or he will destroy you. He can light it up from the outside. That shot is wet. I mean, how did Will Wade kind of orchestrate this roster? That's the similar thing, is that he's in year one just like Coach Phil Martelli Jr. is in year one.
Yeah, he actually had less to work with than what I think VCU had. When Will got here, there was one scholarship player left that didn't enter the portal, and Paul McNeil, who's their second leading scorer right now, and a walk-on. That was all he had when he showed up in Raleigh, and he had to go to work. They signed four freshmen. They went to the portal with nine guys. And they built a team, obviously with, in this era, you can go shopping and get some guys in the portal. They did that through four players that were in the top 100 in the portal rankings on this roster, including Darian Williams, was the crown jewel of the class. Then they signed a good freshman class. Matthew Abel, he'll play a lot against VCU tonight. He was number 19 recruit in the country. They went internationally and got Musa Sagnia from, the Gambia, was playing professionally in Spain. He'll play a lot today as well. So this is a team that he built through the portal, built through high school ranks, kind of put it together, and so far so good at their 3-0.
You've told us this story before, but I know with the media there was a bit of skepticism about his portal acquisitions. Can you kind of explain how that went down? And I know he kind of called someone out at one of his first press conferences, right?
Yeah. No, UNC reporter was kind of, you know, worried because early in the portal cycle, they weren't, you know, getting anything crazy. I mean, they, you know, they got a Terrence Arsenault from Texas Tech. They are from Houston. I mean, they got Quadir Copeland, who was formerly at Syracuse, came with Will from McNeese. Same with Alan Breed, came from McNeese as well. So it wasn't really a really headlining class at the beginning. And some people were kind of calling him out for it on social media. Let's just say Will kept the receipts. And once they picked up UNC's Van Allen Lubin, Michigan State's Trey Holloman, and of course, Dan Williams, it made this class one of the best in the country. EvanMaya.com ranked it as the third best portal call nationally, and so far it's proved that with the guys that are playing. And you know, everyone that's on the court can hit from the outside. They can also get into the rim, too.
3-0 start to the season. Your biggest takeaways?
This is a team that can shoot a lot of threes. You know, it leads the country, I believe, in made three-pointers. The NC State leads the country in points scored at 106 per game through the first three games. This is a team that can fill it up. Defensively is a little, you know, still a question mark, but I think offensively they've been able to shoot their way out of any struggles. They scored 114 against North Carolina Central, 94 against UAB, 110 against UNC Greensboro and Mike Jones. So this is a team that can shoot it at him. And when you look at Darren Williams, we've talked about him a lot. He can shoot from three. But Paul McNeil is the guy that if you're a VCU, you need to run off the three-point line. He is shooting an extremely, extremely high clip from three, 46.4%. He's 13 of 28. He's you know, coming off a career-high 27 points against UNC Greensboro. So he's a guy that is a lethal shooter from downtown. Didn't play a lot as a freshman last year, but as a sophomore, he's their second-leading scorer.
Previewing VCU at NC State with Noah Fleischman, who is a VCU alum, now a reporter for the Wolfpacker covering NC State. Noah, what do you think Will Wade's scouting report of VCU would look like? I mean, he's very familiar with this program from his time as an assistant and the 2 years as a head coach.
Yeah, I mean, obviously VCU's in a similar boat of a pretty much brand-new roster, right, under a first-year coach. But he's talked about the mentality that a VCU will bring to this game. Right, this is a team that is, you know, the first three games they played, you know, three mid-majors that aren't really that great, right? When you think about what their rankings coming into the year, all of them outside of the top 100, two of them outside of the top 200 in KenPom. VCU is the best team they've seen so far at KenPom 64, and he's talked about that this is a program that comes in saying we know we can win, right? It's not a thing you go, oh, you know, we can compete and see how long we last. This is a team that knows they have a chance to win the game. And he's educated his squad on that. You know, he spent 6 years on the other side of it, went to a Final Four with Shaka Smart. He knows what he's doing, and he's, you know, he's the last one to win his like tournament game in Richmond as a head coach too.
You mentioned the 3-point shooting of NC State. What are their strengths defensively?
Defensively, it's interesting. They like to, you know, they're not really a great defensive team to be honest right now. You know, a lot of their numbers are not kind of where they want them to be. Yes, they're number 29 overall in defensive efficiency in KenPom, which is pretty good, but they think they can get a lot better. They're good at kind of running teams off the three-point line a little bit. You know, UAB started 1 of 19 from 3, so that they were able to do that well. The biggest issue defensively is just fouling. UNC Greensboro, you know, I think, had 20 fouls. You know, NC State was called for 20 fouls, I think, in the first half against them. It was a really, really poorly officiated game, but that's been their biggest issue is guarding without fouling right now, and we'll see if they can clean that up against VCU.
NC State 3-0, VCU 2-1, and the two schools will meet tonight on a Monday night at 7 p.m. 6:15 is when the Good Feet Store tip-off show begins. I'll be live from the Lenovo Center. What is it, like 19,000? What can you tell us about this building?
Yeah, it's home of the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes, the seventh largest building in Division I, off-campus arena. But so far this year, NC State's filled it up pretty well. They sold out the opener for the first time since 1999. They've done really, really well with attendance so far. I'd expect a good crowd on this Monday night against the Rams, the best opponent they've seen so far, and they've been showing up for some, you know, not-so-great teams. So they'll be here. They'll be loud. The students will show up in full force, and they'll ride any VCU players that, you know, have an air ball or want to start talking to them. They'll talk right back.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. And I think simply this game could come down to these two teams that are still getting to know each other, who shares the basketball better. For VCU's wins, you've seen the assist-to-turnover ratio has been terrific. Coach Martelli Jr. kept talking about the assists that they had, assist-to-field goals made against Wagner. That's what he said was, quote-unquote, good basketball. How's NC State been at sharing the rock?
They've been pretty well at, you know, passing the ball. They're really good at taking care of the basketball. You know, when you look at their turnover percentage, it's 12.2%. That's 18th in the country. Their non-steal turnover percentage is 3.2%. That's sixth in the country. So they don't really do anything dumb on the offensive end. They share the ball. They move it around. They find open players outside the arc, and they knock down their shots. I mean, it's pretty simple. way of running things. They either take a three or they're going to the rim. There's not a lot of mid-range in this analytic-based model that Will Wade's deploying. And, you know, they're shooting 69.2% inside the arc, which leads the country, Adam.
It'll be the Rams against the Wolfpack, Will Wade against Coach Martelli Jr. Will the Rams have to battle the manager as well? Has that been a scene this season like it was with McNeese?
Oracon is in the building. They do let him walk the team out of the boom box, and he'll be out there. He wipes the sweat off the floor, you know, in between the timeouts. So you'll see him if you show up right before tip off, they'll put him up there on the board as the team walks out of the locker room. So it gets the crowd going when they see Oracon in the boom box.
Do you know, does Will Wade have any assistants that were with him at VCU? Is there anybody else that has a connection to the program?
Yeah, his top assistant, Brandon Chambers, he runs the defensive side of the thing. He's a VCU alum, was a student manager on the Final Four team. That's where he met Will Wade. They've stayed in contact ever since. He joined him at LSU, followed him to McNeese, now is at NC State as one of his top assistants. And then Greg Golden, the head of strength and conditioning, was on staff at VCU in a similar role for Will when he was there as the head coach. So those are the only two guys that have been at VCU before. But let me tell you, all three of those guys on this staff are definitely educating the players on what to expect for this VCU team coming in, and then especially next year when they make the trip over to Richmond.
Noah previewed this matchup. You can read it on on3.com with a quote saying he's still thankful to VCU for putting him on this trajectory. You know, what did you learn previewing this matchup here with Will Wade against VCU?
Yeah, I learned a lot about how kind of VCU really shaped him, right? You know, we know about Will. You know, he was a young assistant at the time, being under Shaka Smart, but he worked his tail off, kind of wanting to prove that he belonged. He did that, you know, got in Ed McLaughlin. I talked to him for a while. And, you know, that was kind of where he popped on his radar as an assistant. And then, you know, soon enough was hired as the head coach. And one thing I thought was interesting that Ed told me was when they hired Will in 2015, everyone thought they'd hire Mike Rhodes, but Ed basically said Will was the one that was more ready. And at 32 years old, being the head coach at VCU, that's not something a lot of, you know, coaches say. Obviously, he was pretty ready for it, two NCAA tournament appearances. And, you know, the funniest thing that I got from it was, as an assistant, Shaka Smart would host these, like, staff pickup games. And he would pick the rosters, put better players on his team, put the other people he wants to win. He didn't play high school basketball, didn't play college basketball. So in these games, he was kind of the bruiser. He'd go get the rebounds, and then he would be a fouler, is what most people described him as. So interesting approach. But, yeah, and VCU is a place that Will really holds near and dear to his heart. I know he told you that he wishes he didn't leave there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've heard a lot of really cool stories from when Will Wade was an assistant under this all-star staff that Shaka Smart had here at VCU. Noah, really appreciate the time, and looking forward to chatting with you at the game tonight, man.
Yeah, definitely. Appreciate you having me, and I'll see you over there tonight.
Yep, that is Noah Fleishman. Follow him on Twitter. Check out his work covering the Wolfpacker, covering NC State for the Wolfpacker at Fleishman_Noah. I'm at AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. Your home for the Hokies and the Hoos. Your home for high school football. Gary Criswell, Gary Hess on the call. Hokie Steve's been filling in this year. He's been serving as the backup quarterback on that broadcast. In the NFL, the Washington Commanders. And for college hoops, VCU basketball. And we are headed to Raleigh for VCU at NC State, AWOD on the road, 6:15 pregame show, the Good Feed Store tip-off show right here on The Fan before Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby will be on the call. We've introduced Jay Money, who is taking over for Stubb on the board here of AWOD Radio, daily running the ones and twos. He'll also be on the board learning and getting trained to run the VCU broadcast. And Jeremy knows we like to close the show every day by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night here with Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day. Game Day. Game Day. Game Day. Game Day. Game Day. Yeah, pray to God he with you. Be coming out to get you, yeah.
Now, Jeremy, for me, it's going to be VCU basketball, but I wanted to get to know Jay Money a little bit here on AWOD Radio to close out today's show. So you did an awesome job on the board throughout training. This isn't preseason anymore, bro. This is the real deal.
No, we're here. We're in the live action. There's no place to turn now. We're ready to go.
All right, so who is Jay Money's favorite teams? If I just said, close your eyes, and when you were a kid, you know, 7 or 8 years old, what win mattered most to you?
Oh, it was New York Giants. Okay. I know that's not what you want to hear on the Commander's station, but got to rep my team. I'm a Giants fan first, then probably the Nationals, the Washington Nationals. I love when a baseball team is good. There's nothing like going to a good baseball game with a good baseball team. Then the Capitals and the Wizards, probably tied for third right behind it.
So you are DC 75%.
Yes.
So to give us the backstory of the Giants.
My dad grew up in New Jersey. He moved down here for law school. Only team he brought with him was the Giants. The rest of them, he didn't really care too much about. So that's what I got.
See, what's interesting is my dad's from New York, and he came to D.C. to be a teacher as a Redskins fan. The kids let him hear. Like, they were like, I can't believe you're not a Redskins fan. You're a Giants fan. You're teaching in Northern Virginia in Fairfax County. And so he eventually switched and raised me to be a Skins fan. But you stuck with the Giants, and yet with baseball and basketball and the other sports, you chose the local teams.
Yeah, it's a little easier to do that when, you know, I saw two Giants Super Bowls in my elementary school, middle school years.
Yeah.
Apparently, according to my dad, I was one David Tyree helmet catch away from being a Patriots fan, which I don't want to live in that reality, honestly. That doesn't sound like me at all.
But how old are you?
I'm 23.
So you did miss the Jeter, the Aaron A-Rod, Mike Mussina. You missed that squad of the Yankees.
Yeah, I just missed that. I mean, it was still around, but I was a lot younger then, and I was going to baseball games for the
Camden
Nats.
Camden Yards?
Nats, yeah. No, we had season tickets.
Oh, wow. So you completely skipped Orioles.
Like, oh, yeah.
It didn't work.
I didn't go to my first Orioles game until, like, 3 or 4 years ago. I've been trying to hit every single baseball stadium, and I realized I'd only ever been to Nats Park. So 2021, I started. I did a little Pittsburgh, Philly, Baltimore.
Nice.
Back in 2021. So that's the first time I'd ever been anywhere else. It's just crazy because it's right there. I grew up in D.C.
So were the Nats at RFK, or had they already moved to Nats Park?
They had already moved to Nats Park by the time I remember going to a baseball game. I might have gone to one at RFK, but I don't remember that if I had.
But in your lifetime, in terms of sports memories, the Giants are at the top because you lived through the Super Bowls, and then the Nationals 2019 is second?
Well, yeah. Actually, I was at the Jason Worth walk-off home run game in Game 4 against the St. Louis Cardinals. That is, like, my favorite sports memory ever. You don't get to see a walk-off home run in the playoffs, like, ever.
The way he jumped on home plate,
yeah,
too.
That that was amazing. That was incredible. I wouldn't trade that experience for the world. And I think that's one of the reasons why I like baseball so much. Just there's special moments like that you can't get anywhere else in the world of sports.
So Jay Money is the new producer here on AWOD Radio, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM. So you're living in Richmond after 4 years at JMU?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I moved down here in February, and it's been nice. It's been good. Survived the winter. Now we got a summer, and we're trying to survive the winter again now. But it's very nice down here, getting into VCU. I almost went to VCU. Don't regret my decision, but I am starting to fall in love with the basketball team here again.
Well, that's awesome to hear. And the JMU Dukes are holding on to dear life. They have a sweat for the college football playoffs. But you've got to feel a lot better about the Dukes' chances, given the fact that Navy upset South Florida.
So much better. We were talking about it last week. We needed a South Florida loss. South Florida goes down to Navy. I've seen some people put Navy in the college football playoffs now over JMU. I don't really see that. I think it's between them and North Texas. North Texas, a very good team as well, but I think JMU's got the inside track. We'll find out tomorrow night, but I've got a good feeling that the Dukes will be the team out of the group of five right now.
Yeah, it's becoming must-watch television for me every Tuesday night with this reveal. It's just so interesting because for my lifetime, it was the BCS, and then, all right, it was the college football playoffs of four. But with it being 12 teams and there's probably at least 24 teams that feel like they have a shot now. It just makes it so much more intriguing to watch these early November, late November, early December games in college football, and the Tuesday night reveal has been terrific. And so, I wouldn't be surprised if JMU was the G5 representative there.
Yeah, I love the 12-team college football playoff. Obviously, selfishly, JMU gets a chance top of group of five, and that's always good when your team has a chance. But also, you just hear so much more from not just the group of fives, but like those middle-tier, you know, Power Four teams. Like Virginia's got a chance this year. They were never going to have a shot in a
Georgia 14. Tech never got this kind of run when it was just the four teams that were in.
Right. So it's good for representation. I know people will complain, oh, we're going to get 5, 6, 7 SEC teams in. But you also get these really good stories of SMU last year, their first year in a Power Four conference makes the playoffs, right? There's always this one magical story. And even if it doesn't work too well in the playoffs, the journey to the playoffs is almost like the Cinderella run in March Madness.
So every day on game day, we highlight the biggest sporting event of the night. So I will be at VCU against NC State from the Lenovo Center in Raleigh. There are a couple of decent top 25 games on tonight. Iowa State's at home against Stonehill. Tennessee is at home against Rice. You could check that out on the SEC Network. Is there anything that you wanted to highlight today in the sports world?
It's hard to pass up a good football game, right? Monday Night Football tonight shouldn't be the greatest, but you get two teams that are battling for pride at this point. I guess the Cowboys kind of have a chance, but Raiders-Cowboys is going to be a good game. But I'm locked into VCU tonight. Former coach on the other side, it should be a big one for a lot of fans of VCU.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Monday night football game. That's what I was saying earlier. Like, first year for Coach Schottenheimer, has it go the way he wanted it to go? What kind of fight will his team show for him? There's a chance that he's a one and done. If it doesn't work out, there's a chance Pete Carroll's a one and done. I actually almost guarantee that he's not going to return next year. So, you know, which of these coaches have more fight left in their locker room at this point in the season? You never want to be out of it here just in week 12, but it seems like that's the case for both of these teams. And we'll be back tomorrow here on The Fan, live and local from Capitol Ale House, from 12 to 3, recapping our trip to NC State for VCU against NC State, recapping Monday Night Football, and the look ahead to the next week of the NFL and college football. For Jay Money, I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Grant and Danny are coming up next from Washington, D.C.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.